Chapter 1. Number 1 Fans.
Mum! Dad! Look at this!
Bella ran into the kitchen. She held her phone in the air.
Look at what, Bella?
Asked her mum.
You know my favourite band?
Yes, Miss Adventure, her parents said together.
Do you remember I tried to buy tickets for their concert? Yes, but they were sold out,
said her mum. You were very disappointed, said her dad.
They are my favourite band, the best band in the world. Well, I'm not disappointed now. Look!
Bella showed her parents her phone.
I'm working at Snack and Go on the concert nights. How many concerts are they doing?
Asked her mum.
Three. It was two, but the tickets sold out very fast, so they made it three. Next Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
That's great, love, said her dad.
I know! I'm so happy!
Bella hugged her parents and ran out of the room. Where is she going now? Asked her dad. Her mum laughed.
To see Marcus, of course.
They heard Bella shout,
Bye!
And then the front door shut behind her. Bella ran to her cousin's house. Marcus lived three streets away.
I can't wait to tell Marcus, Bella thought. I'm so happy we both got the jobs at the stadium.
She knocked on the front door. Marcus opened it and held up his phone.
Me too!
He laughed. Bella gave him a hug.
We are going to see Miss Adventure!
I talked to Owen, said Marcus. He went to their concert in Newcastle last month. He said it was the best he's ever been to. I've just bought their new album.
Wild Times? What's it like? Bella asked.
I've listened to three songs. Fearless is great. There's a nice one called You, Only You, and I think you're going to love Lost and Found. I think I like their first album better, though.
No, the second one was better, Living It. I love every single song on that album.
The cousins always argued about Miss Adventure. Bella liked to think she was their number one fan. She liked them when they first started 5 years ago. There were five boys in the band. George, Charlie, Rohan, Ethan and Harry. Bella liked George best. He was the singer. She loved his voice.
Let's use the speaker in here, said Marcus.
They went into the living room. Marcus found the album on his phone, pressed play and turned the sound up loud. Bella closed her eyes as George's voice filled the room. She wanted to listen to all the new songs.
These are great, she thought. I wish I worked as an usher like Marcus. He's lucky. He just has to show people to their seats. Then he can watch the concert and get paid. I'm on the till in Snack and Go, taking people's money. I can't see anything.
Why are you so quiet? Asked Marcus.
I'm listening to the songs. I like them.
I know. I think this is their best album now. I can't wait to hear them play all their new songs at the concert.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to hearing them, said Bella. She didn't look happy, though.
Bella, what is wrong?
Asked Marcus again.
I'm sorry, but I want to be an usher too. I don't like working at Snack and Go, and I don't see anything.
You can hear everything, though, said Marcus.
He felt bad. Bella nodded and tried to feel happy.
Hey, I know, said Marcus. Why don't you come and meet me in your break?
I only get a 20-minute break, said Bella.
I know, but I'm working in Section D. It's close to the food outlets. I can meet you at the stairs and get you in. You can watch them for a few minutes.
Bella nodded again.
Okay, that sounds good.
Marcus wanted to see his cousin happy again.
Hey, at the concert, we can buy a t-shirt or something.
He picked up his laptop and searched for the band's merchandise.
Oh, these are good.
The caps are cool too, said Bella. I like that one.
They looked at all the merchandise for sale and talked about the concert.
Let's listen to Lost and Found again, said Marcus.
He was happy to see Bella smiling again.